So yeah, Banti says in the latest and the last issue of Dharma Life that Buddhism is really all about the developmental model. And it can't really be called Buddhism if it doesn't use the developmental model. That's probably true, isn't it? But I think of Shinran and Kabat-Zinn as using the model of immanence, of not doing anything, more as a tactic rather than the ultimate state of things. It's a way of bringing about development by leaving things as they are. So basically, everything I've said about Shinran and Kabat-Zinn can be summed up in one word. Problem. Shinran had a problem. He was unable to practice the Dharma. Or at least when he did try to practice, he got nowhere. And that wasn't supposed to happen. That was his problem. Kabat-Zinn's problem was not his own problem, but other people's problems. The problem of chronic pain that could not be cured. And I'm using the word problem in a very specific, even technical sense here. I'm using it in the way that Banti does when he distinguishes between a problem and a difficulty. A difficulty, you will remember, is something that can be solved on its own level with intelligence and effort. A problem is something that cannot be solved on its own level. And at the same time, you cannot change the terms of the problem. He mentions this distinction twice, I think, in his TAPE lectures. The first one was in the High Evolution series in the lecture called Is a Guru Necessary? There he says that a problem cannot be solved on its own level. In fact, he says that by trying to solve it on its own level, you actually exacerbate it. It's a bit like being in the hole and digging. That's what you're doing with a problem, making it deeper and deeper. And the example he gives in that lecture is of a woman coming to see him complaining of her husband. She cannot live with him, she says. It's impossible. So when Banti suggests leaving him, she comes up with all sorts of good reasons why she can't leave him. So she can't live with him and she can't leave him. She has a problem. And in that lecture, Banti seems to describe problems, if they were some kind of negative, neurotic mental phenomenon born out of a desire to trick the guru. But in a later lecture, in the series of the Golden Lights, the Bodhisattva's Dream, he talks about problems much more positively. He says that if you're really living the spiritual life, you will have problems, spiritual problems, many of them. Conundrums that you cannot solve. Shinran's problem was that he couldn't make progress. He was unable to solve the problem on that level by putting more effort into practice. So what did he do? He envisaged the Dharma in a completely different way. Not as a series of practices that lead stepwise towards enlightenment, but as something that's given to him by Amitabha. And that gift is freely given, not earned. There's nothing you can do to earn it. Now, put like that, it might sound as if I'm talking about a difficulty rather than the problem, because what he did was he changed the terms of the problem. But in fact, I would say that Shinran was only able to make that change, only able to change the terms of the problem by letting go of the problem and allowing this transformation to come about. He could only do that from the point of Shinjin. Just to say a few more words about Shinran's problem. He had a problem. If you want to be a follower of Shinran, he presents you with another problem. The problem is you have to entrust. So what if you don't entrust yourself? What if you can't entrust yourself? You can't develop entrusting, because if you develop it, it's self-power. That goes against it. So to try and develop faith is doubt. So what can you do? What can you do? You can do absolutely nothing. So what if you do nothing and nothing happens? It's quite a problem, isn't it? For Kabat-Zinn, the problem was pain. Chronic pain, intractable pain or ill health. All the medical experts and all the knowledge in the world cannot make a difference. So what can people do? They can change. And through that change, they can change the way they see their problem. They can change their relationship to it. And again, you might think, well, wait a minute, though, mindfulness, you're practicing mindfulness, you're doing something to solve the problem. in that by practicing mindfulness, you will have this profound transformation of view and you'll see the problem differently. But they're still left with the problem. They've still got the pain. That hasn't changed at all. All that's changed is their mind, their way of relating to the problem. Now, I think that we've all got quite a lot of problems, but that we often mistake our problems for difficulties. And therefore, we treat the problems as difficulties, and we dig ourselves deeper and deeper into that hole. Going back to the sutta of the two arrows, the first arrow, pain, is the problem. Can't do anything about it. The second arrow comes about because we treat the first arrow as a difficulty rather than as a problem. I.e., we try with effort and intelligence not to have pain. But there's a, I think, fairly well-known psychological truth. What one resists persists. So if we just accepted the inevitable pain that we experience as physical beings, we wouldn't need to suffer twice. And I wonder if we would get on better if we made the decision not actually to do anything about our problems. A problem is painful. If it wasn't painful, it wouldn't be a problem. So we don't want it. That's natural. And we often see our problems as obstacles on the path. They're in the way of our going for refuge. Oh, if only that problem wasn't there, I'd be able to go for refuge much more effectively. They're in the way of our spiritual progress. But the problem isn't in the way. The problem is the way. It's not actually preventing your progress. The problem is the path. It's a sign of progress. So instead of seeing it as a nuisance, in the way, to be got rid of, what if we welcome it? What if we change our relationship to it? What if we approached our problems in the same way that we in breathworks and job habits in and so on, ask chronic pain sufferers to treat their pain? Very, very brave people who come along to breathworks courses. Unimaginable chronic pain forever, for the rest of their life anyway.